I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Whether it's 10 days, 20 days, 10 months, you must have discipline from the time that you begin your activity until the point in which you get results.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Mental Handbook, the guidebook to approaching sports and life with a bulletproof mindset. Learn more about The Mental Handbook and get yours at DreAllDay.com/mental. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected as a result of your discipline and confidence has yet to occur. But on top of all this, you're going to get another thing. You're going to get a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, discipline, the confidence, the mental toughness, and the personal initiative, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. On today's topic, we're talking energy. Now, we talked about energy in many episodes of this podcast, and the reason I talk about energy so much is because energy is a huge part of the job. I mean, knowledge you need skill, you need some experience. Maybe it'd be great to have a trusted advisor or someone who has more experience than you on your side. Maybe you want to be in the right place. Maybe you want it to be the right time. Maybe you want everything to be lined up, all the stars to be aligned perfectly for you to get done whatever it is you want to get done. If you have no energy, none of those things is happening. If you have no energy, none of those things matters. If you have a whole lot of skill but no energy, you can't show your skill. You got the right timing and you're in the right place, but you have no energy, you're going to fall asleep and you won't be able to do anything with it. If opportunity is standing in front of you and you have no energy, you won't recognize the opportunity because your eyelids will be closed. You don't have enough energy to open your eyes. Anything that you possibly have, any resource that you could acquire, if you do not have the energy to utilize that resource, it doesn't even matter. That's why energy matters so much. So today's topic is how energy creates more of itself. My aim in today's episode is to persuade you to prioritize keeping your energy up, getting your energy up, first of all, keeping your energy up and doing what you need to do to sustain, maintain, and replenish your energy on a consistent basis. Now, I've talked about different ways of gathering energy. I've talked about the mental game forms of energy. I've talked about the physical forms of energy, such as sleeping, such as getting the proper amounts of rest, such as the way that you hold your body. I've talked about having the right posture for energy. I've talked about the way that you think, the way that you talk to yourself for energy. All of these things have been covered in different episodes of this show. You can get all the episodes of this show at DreAllDay/podcast. If you are on a podcasting app such as Apple Podcasts, such as Google Play, Stitcher, what's the other one? Overcast, Blueberry, any of those, they will not show every episode. They will only show maybe the last 150 or 200 or 300 episodes. All of the episodes are at DreAllDay.com/podcast. Sometimes people write me and ask me, well, why, Dre, why are some episodes being deleted? They are all at dreallday.com/podcast. Now let's get into today's topic. How energy creates more of itself. Number one, you have to understand the principle of inertia, I-N-E-R-T-I-A, inertia. What inertia means is the tendency to remain unchanged. Inertia is the tendency to remain unchanged, which means for the purposes of today's topic, once you start something, it is hard to stop doing that thing. Doing something, anything, at least something that you like, will make you want to do more of it. You do anything for long enough to get results, and you get results, and you'll want to do more of it. So let's say, for example, you want to get in shape. So you join the gym and you start working out and you're doing all your things and you're listening to the Work on Your Game podcast while you're in the gym and it's keeping you motivated. You're doing your thing. If you keep doing it, you're going to get some results. Maybe let's say in the first 30 days, you're going to get some type of result. Maybe you lose 2 pounds. Maybe you're starting to feel more muscular. Maybe you're a little bit lighter. Maybe people are noticing that you're starting to get in better shape. You're starting to lean out and get slimmer and more shapely. Even if you haven't lost any weight, the shape of your body starts to change a little bit. Those are results, right? And maybe those are the exact results that you want. So that's going to move you to keep doing more of it. If you are a salesperson and you get the right sales information, or maybe you had terrible information, maybe you had no information, and you go out, start knocking on doors trying to sell your product, or dialing phones, or going to your friends trying to sell your product, and it's not getting a lot of results, but you keep doing it because you keep your energy up, right? You keep your energy up and you keep trying your mental energy and your physical energy. Eventually, you start learning, you start making adjustments, you change your approach, you start to find an approach that works, and you make a sale, then you make a couple more sales, and you make a few more sales. Once you start getting the results, you're going to want to continue to do it, even if you don't feel that great one day. Even if your energy is not that high one day, you're going to want to continue to do it because it is producing results. The law of inertia says whatever you are doing, you will continue to do. This is why I say laying around doing nothing does not give you energy. Laying around doing nothing makes you more tired. Now, I'm not talking about sleeping. I'm talking about laying around doing nothing. Like when you're wide awake, knowing that you're doing nothing, all that does is make you more tired because the law of inertia wants to keep you doing what you're already doing. If you're moving and working out and doing your stuff, usually your energy's up. Have you ever been around a person? Have you ever been somewhere where you were just calm, just chilling? Maybe you're watching TV or messing around on your phone. You're just sitting down, not moving around too much at that moment for whatever reason. And then somebody comes around you, maybe somebody you know or somebody you don't know, and they've been moving around. They've been very active. And they just have a certain type of energy that even if they sat down next to you or sat down across from you, even if they're sitting down just like you, their energy kind of unsettles you because their energy is way high and your energy is their inertia, rather, is the phrase that I should be using. Their inertia in that moment has them wanting to continue to move, while your inertia in that moment has you wanting to continue to chill out and sit there wherever you are. So the energies are butting heads, even though y'all are both technically at that moment doing the exact same thing. Isn't that crazy? You ever come across a situation like that? Maybe you've been the person who was moving around with the energy and the other person was kind of sedentary, not moving much, just relaxing, not moving, not having a lot of potential energy, but not a lot of kinetic energy in action. Kinetic energy and potential energy will butt heads because of the law of inertia. If you have let's say a car, if any of you ever been in a situation where you had to push your car because something happened to the car stopped running and you had to get it off the road to the side of the road. Maybe you had to try to push it into your parking spot or push it into your driveway or just get it somewhere, push it to the mechanic so they can get the car fixed, whatever the situation is. That's the law of inertia in action. When a car is sitting stationary and not moving, it's pretty hard to get that car to start moving. But once the car starts moving because of those wheels, once you get it moving, it's easier to keep it going if it's already moving than it is to get it started if it's not moving. All right, that's not some strange phenomenon. If any of you have ever pushed a car before, that's not some strange thing that happens. That's the law of inertia. That's straight physics happening right there. Once something is moving, it's easier to keep it moving. When something is not moving, it is very hard to get it stopping moving. You are going against a law of physics when you're trying to get something that's not moving to start moving. Not to say that it's impossible, just to say that it's going to cost you more energy. You got to pay more of your energy, that valuable resource energy, in order to get something moving. You do anything for long enough and you get results, you will want to do more of it. And so how do you even bring that into play, though? So if you're a person who's not in shape and you haven't been to the gym in a while, but you want to start going to the gym so that you can get this whole law of inertia thing going that I'm telling you about here today, so you can get results in 30 days or 90 days and you'll feel great and you'll look great and people will notice and you're going to want to keep doing it. How do you even begin? What is the starting point for you to actually begin any of this? Discipline. The very first principle that I introduce every single day when you tune into this podcast, the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, regardless of how you feel. You need discipline to get to the point of getting the results. Because if you haven't worked out in a while and you go join the gym, just because you joined the gym and you paid your initiation fee in your first month and your last month up front, that doesn't get you the results of being in shape. Just because you joined the gym and you signed up and you paid the money and you went to the gym every day for 10 days, that doesn't get you the results of being in shape. You might have to go to the gym for 45 days. You might have to go to the gym for 3 months. Well, I don't know. It depends on the baseline level of fitness that you're stepping in with. The point is, though, whether it's 10 days, 20 days, 10 months, you must have discipline from the time that you begin your activity until the point in which you get results to bring inertia into play. You want to bring inertia into the situation. First, you got to be disciplined enough to keep doing the work, even when you have not yet achieved the success, even when you have not yet achieved the outcome you expected to get from doing this work. Until you get it, be disciplined enough to keep working until then, and then inertia will start helping you out. Then, see, you may have to use 100% of your discipline to get yourself started and go to the gym every day for the first 3 months. Now, 3 months in, you're going to start to get some results. Now, the positive results that you're getting, that feedback, is going to bring the law of inertia into play for you. So now, you still need to be disciplined, but maybe you only need to use 45% of your discipline. And the other 55% that you need to bring yourself to the gym and do the work every day, that's provided by the law of inertia. So see, the discipline you need to get yourself started, you need your discipline on 100 to get yourself started until you start to get some results. And then because you're getting results, you'll want to, by just in and of itself, you're going to want to continue doing that thing. You understand how that works. And this is why it's very challenging for people who aren't doing the thing that they want to do to get to the point that they're getting some results from doing that thing, because they don't have the discipline. Because if they had the discipline, you know, they would never have been in the position of just sitting there thinking about it. They would have already been doing it in the first place. But that's why I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which is all about self-discipline. The self-guide to self-discipline is called The Mirror of Motivation. You can get it at dreallday.com/books. Point number two, today's topic is how energy creates more of itself. Number two, the person with the most energy in almost any situation in life is the person who will be followed. Usually is the person who's going to win too, whatever winning means to you, whether that's winning a race, whether it's winning an argument, whether it's winning a judgment in the court of law. Person with the most energy is going to run the situation. The person with the most energy becomes the leader. And understand this, here's a caveat to that. This person with the most energy thing doesn't have to be positive energy. So when I say the person with the most energy, I didn't say the most positive energy, the most energy period. If a person has a whole lot of negative energy, it's if a person is very angry, or a person is very fearful, or a person is very nervous, a person is very tentative, all of those are energies. If someone's energy of anger or fear is stronger than your anger of positivity and believe in it and courage, that anger or that fear is going to overtake the whole situation or the whole conversation, or everybody's going to feel that more than they feel your energy, your positive energy, whatever that happens to be. Whoever energy is highest is going to run the situation. It will infect everybody else in the vicinity, and they're going to be a leader. They're going to be the person who is followed, whether that's followed to a positive place or follow to a negative place. Energy is energy. It does not matter what polarity there is of the energy. It's just whoever's got the most is going to run that situation. If any of you have ever worked with a boss or a supervisor or a coach or a parent, for that matter, who in the moment, in any certain moment, is very angry or maybe very fearful, and that person is already the in-charge individual that everybody's already looking at, everybody else is going to start to feel that energy. That might make everybody else feel nervous. Everyone else feel tentative. Everybody else starts to feel scared. Everybody just wants to get out of the way because that angry boss or that angry parent, angry mom, angry dad is in the way. That energy infects everybody else just because theirs is the highest of everyone else. Despite the fact that you may want to think something completely different, you can't. There's nothing you can do to stop that at that point if their energy is just stronger. Well, there is something you can do, actually. You can ratchet up your energy. The laws of energy do not discriminate between positive and negative. That's what you need to understand. Point number three. Today's topic is how energy creates more of itself. Whatever you do when your energy is up, whether that's anger, whether it's fear, whether it is happiness, it is joy, it's excitement, anxiety, it doesn't matter. When your energy is up, whatever actions you take, those actions will probably need to be followed up on. So if you get your energy up, you get yourself really excited, then you go join the gym and you stay in the gym and actually work out that day, you are going to need to follow up on that if you're going to get some results for that. I mean, you signed up for the gym, so you got to pay for it. I mean, you signed a contract for a year, or they're going to charge you next month anyway. You paid your first month and your last month, so you might as well just at least do 60 days in the gym. You paid for it. Now you got to go back to the gym again. You sold one of your products or your services. Okay, now you have to deliver the service. Now you got to service the product. You got to service the sale that you already made. Maybe you did something that made you become a leader. Okay, now you got people watching you and following you. Now you got to lead these individuals. You did something when your energy was up that drew attention to you. Now you must continue to earn that attention. Now you got to show people whatever it is you were drawing attention for. All right, I drew all your attention because I wanted to fill in the blank. I want to show you this. I want to tell you this. I want to persuade all of you to do this. Once you do something when your energy is up, it usually leads to something that needs to be followed up on. There's something that you got to do next. Maybe your energy was up and you were angry and you just cussed somebody out who you really care for. Now you got to follow up on that and have a conversation with that person and let them know what you were going through, or maybe you want to apologize. Maybe you don't. Who knows what the situation is, but when your energy is way up and you take some action because of that high energy, and usually when our energy is really up, we take an action. You're going to have to follow up on that action, which means you're going to need more energy. You're going to need more energy to go to the gym tomorrow or to go work on your game the next day or record another episode of your podcast or write another chapter of your book or go on stage and give that presentation that you told everybody would be great if they just gave you a chance. You sold them on that idea when your energy was up. You got to follow up on that energy. Now you got to keep doing it. This is how energy creates more of itself in your life. Let's recap today's points again, how energy creates more of itself. Number one, the law of inertia means the tendency to remain unchanged, whether that is unchanged in doing nothing or unchanged in doing something. The law of inertia will work for you or against. It'll work against you and it will work for you in different ways, depending on your level of one thing, discipline. How much discipline do you have to move yourself when you haven't been moving? And how much discipline do you have to continue moving yourself when you have been moving, but you have yet to achieve the outcome that you have expected? Can you be disciplined enough until you get that outcome and allow the law of inertia to start working with you instead of against you? Point number two, person with the most energy in any situation will be followed. They will be the leader. They'll be the one being watched. And it does not matter. Energy does not discriminate between positive and negative. Doesn't matter if it's good energy or bad energy. Whoever has the most energy will run the room. And number three, whatever you do when your energy's up, you're going to take some action that needs to be followed up on. You need to go back to the gym. You need to go apologize to that person that you cussed out. You need to go deliver that product or that service that you sold somebody on because you were so excited and so passionate and everybody could just feel your conviction. Now you got to go follow up on that. Now you got to go prove the stuff that you were talking. Anything you do when your energy's up, you're going to have to make sure you follow up on that thing. And this is how, ladies and gentlemen, energy creates more of itself. Use it. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. Told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.